Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got some stuff over here that we're supposed to talk about, but I'm trying to decide if I should pile on my wife.
I know. You're
and
really
not in a good way.
Going. Okay.
I'm in a mood.
You are.
I'm in a mood this morning. I'm in a marriage mood.
Yeah, she's kind of irritated you a couple times now. So, yeah, I feel like the stage is yours, friend.
Here's
Go.
The thing. Is you ladies complain about your husbands all the ding-dang time.
Okay.
Am I right?
You're right, Jer.
Thanks, Jer, for clarifying. So I was just going off a little bit ago about how she sent me a nasty text about, thanks for leaving me some coffee. And I'm like, well, I got to get out of the house early. I'm leaving early. I'm not going to make another pot.
Could have made some coffee.
I got to get out.
I get it.
She's home. Make another pot for yourself. Okay? It was not necessary to send me a message that said, thanks for leaving me some coffee. This morning, I took her car to work.
Okay.
Second day, I've done this. I'm just putting miles on her car. Because it's the older car. We like to just rack up the miles on the older one so we can get a new one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in there, and it's finally irritating me this morning when I get in, and I there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cup holders within reach in the front seat, driver's
okay.
seat.
Yeah.
6. All full of empty Starbucks cups.
Oh.
Kids' stuff from the back. There's trash. There's used tissues. I'm in there with said coffee. I got nowhere to put it.
Because, yeah.
Car is constantly trashed.
Did she know you were gonna take it?
No,
like,
this
did
is
you
just
tell her?
This is just life.
This is what it life. Is. Okay.
Now I do have a question, and fellas, if y'all want to sound off, if you want to call us and sound off and talk about your wife's vehicle, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, is this just my wife who just keeps a ton of crap in her car, trash, has never seen a trash can in her life, apparently? Or is this all women? Do all women treat their vehicles like this?
Well,
I kind of want to pick on my sister because she is a wife.
It's all women.
She's a wife. She has three kids. I have never seen a car dirtier.
I mean, everything is sticky. It's like,
yes.
I'm on the other end of things, though, too, when it comes to my vehicles. Like, they're always got to be clean. They've got to be vacuumed.
Uh-huh.
Generally,
perfectly
clean. No trash in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this throws me off when I see this. So, fellas, if you wanna give a shout-out to your wife, 303-691-1649, that's what we'll call it. Give a shout-out to your wife.
Give a shout-out to your wife.
How's your car?
But first, how often are your children in your car, Jeremy? And do they usually congregate in the wife's vehicle? Because that's
what I think.
It's more
of the family SUV for sure.
So that's why it's so dirty, because she has to clean up after everyone.
But
your vehicle is just you. So you have to keep your stuff clean. She has to clean up after everybody. And so, of course, there's Cheerios in the backseat.
If I am driving the family SUV around with the kiddos in it, before they get out, I turn to the children in the back and say, gather all your crap.
Oh, I'm sure.
Before we get out.
Yeah.
Take the trash, take everything out.
Yep. Because you have time to
Apparently
do that.
Apparently she doesn't know how to do
I'm
that.
I'm sure when it's drop-off, it's get out now. We've got two sets. Roll out, kids. Roll out. Like, that's how
Talk
it works.
Roll.
Exactly. So I think it's
I see
way
people
different.
Calling in. Are these all ladies calling in?
I think
in?
It's way different.
No.
Here's the thing. My car is very clean right now. I just want to point that out because I took all the trash and I threw it in the trunk. So
you got your junk. You literally have junk in the trunk.
In the trunk.
So again, why couldn't you, when you roll into a gas station, just empty it out?
Well,
into the trash.
I had to go get my brakes and tires done last week, and I didn't want it dirty when I rolled it in there, so that's what happened. I took all the trash and I threw it in the trunk.
Katie?
So it was clean and I brought it in there.
Why don't you just bring a trash can out or trash bag, put the trash and throw it away?
And now I will go and open my trunk and throw the trash in there when I get to a gas station and I remember it. But in the moment.
I see all these ladies calling just to say the hubby is the messy one. I don't think so.
But they're telling you, yes, that's the case. So you have to hear them out. You can't just...
I don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Hi, good morning.
This
is this
guy.
Kelly? Is this a man Kelly or a female Kelly?
This is a man Kelly.
What a man Kelly.
This is a man Kelly. All right, Kelly, you got a messy wife?
I think your wife and my wife went to the same damn meeting last night and collectively said, yeah, we're just going to jack up the coffee rotation and keep the cars dirty for at least 5 years.
Kelly, you know what, tell me how you really feel.
You know what I think my wife does sometimes, Kelly? If she's at an event or hanging out with her girlfriend, she takes all the trash from the event and just takes it with her and then just puts it in the car.
Yeah.
I think she gathers other people's trash just to put it in the car.
And if I collected all the water bottles, I could probably have 5 gallons of fresh water.
Thank you.
Why? Just finish the water, toss it in the trash.
Yes. Gather up your garbage.
Pour it in the trash.
Is your wife big on the used tissues, too? I don't know what's going on with my wife's snot, but she's got massive amounts of snot coming out of her.
Bro, I got Kleenex. I got paper towels in a bag in that thing, in a basket, with the scents, with the sprays.
Yeah.
He says, bro. Yeah.
And guess who's in there grabbing all those crusty old tissues, Kelly, putting them in the trash? Us dudes.
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
I'm not a professional car cleaner. If I was, that's what I'd do. I'd clean cars.
I like you, Kelly.
Kelly, you're funny.
All right. Thank you for calling, Kelly. Go wash your hands.
I'll hail the empty coffee pot today. That's,
that's right. Make your own damn coffee. All right. Bye, Kelly.
That's right.
Bye. Now, the rest of these are ladies.
Good.
The rest of these are ladies just wanting to say that their husband is the messy one.
But that's a thing.
Well, there's four of them. I don't care.
Why?
They all called to say.
That's not fair. You have to hear them out. You heard Kelly the man out.
We have to hear them out. We got to get into a break.
No, we don't.
Christine.
That's right. You tell them, Christine.
I don't need to hear you out, Christine. It's the ladies that are the messy ones in the car. I'm sorry. It's all the ladies.
No, I am so OCD about keeping my truck clean, and when my husband takes my truck to pick up the kids from school, I get it back, and it looks like he went to the dump. And I'm like, what the hell happened? So I clean out his truck. He has a big, beautiful 2500 that's full of energy drinks all over. So I clean out his truck, and then I start driving his truck, because if they're going to destroy my truck, I'll drive his truck.
Exactly.
And then he gets all excited. He's like, oh, my car looks so nice. I'll drive my truck again. I'm like, you're a jerk.
That's a jerk move.
That's funny. Christine, where were you when I was single? We could have totally hooked up.
Amen. Amen. I needed to find an OCD person like myself.
That's right. Thank you for calling. You have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, my gosh. The phones are blowing up. Oh, here's another guy. Miguel.
Hey.
Does your wife leave a messy, filthy car all the time?
Constantly.
If it wasn't for me,
I don't think it would be clean.
I'm with you, man.
But I do exactly what you do, Jeremy. When I'm in the, putting gas, throw everything away. Same thing when I take my wife's car. Sometimes I just take my wife's car just to put gas in her car, and then I also clean it.
See, that was going to be my next question, because I don't think my wife has ever seen a gas pump.
Nope, that's the way it is. But, there's a balance. I'm sure your wife does a lot of things for you.
Exactly.
Not a single thing.
So you got it's a little bit of both.
No, absolutely nothing for me. She's mean to me. She's extremely mean to me.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for keeping the cars clean. Thanks for having my back.
You do deserve it.
Yes, sir. So. Have a good one.
See ya. We can maybe do a couple more quickly. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm a little frustrated.
He came in.
I see that, but you were so wrong. I am the mom, and I drive the kids every morning, every afternoon, every activity, and my car is clean because I've taught my kids to keep my car clean.
There you go.
Trash cans. There's a door. You get out the door. You find the trash can on the curb, and you put it in there. But my husband drives them maybe one day, and the car is trashed, and yet he has the new car.
What's his deal? Something ain't right with that guy. And then second, off the air, can I get all of your information so I could send that to my wife, Nicole, and you can talk to her and kind of school her on how to get all this done?
I will say, though, they only respect my car. Every time we're in the car as a family, in his car, I look right at him. I go, that's not something you would do in my car. And they go, well, we're not in your car.
Oh,
and
they know.
Daddy's got to start learning how to be disciplined in his own car.
So you trained him. Like, that's
I
a
did.
Smart mom
I was
move.
Trained, so I trained mine.
Yeah.
You're a good mom, Alicia. Thank you for keeping a clean car.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Love talking to y'all in the morning. Have a good one.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, Alicia.
Oh, we are so behind. Here's Ceci. Hi, Ceci.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. And Jeremy. Jeez. Jeez-a-loo.
Ouch.
Why are you getting in my kitchen just because I want a clean car?
Well, I was telling, I think Josh was the one that answered the phone this morning. I had to switch trucks today with my husband because he's not working today and he's taking my truck to get serviced. And I'm driving his little white Silverado that's all bright and shiny on the outside. I open up the door, pistachio shell, work boots, empty water bottles, a Vicks container. I don't even know what that's for.
What's he doing with Vicks and pistachios?
I don't know. Apparently, he can't breathe when he's at work.
Maybe he's got a nut allergy.
It is so disgusting. I had to grab like a towel from our bathroom so that I could drape it over the seat and the console.
You need to divorce this guy.
Oh, God. I'm like, and he's always griping on me, right?
Right.
About my truck. If I have, like, a bottle or an empty Alani container, he's like, why is your truck all trashed? I'm like, really? Well, I guess we have different levels of trash.
Yeah. That's funny. I don't know what his problem is. I don't know. What is up with all these dudes?
Yes.
I thought for sure it's all the ladies.
Right. That's exactly it, though.
No.
Can you do me a huge favor, though? Tonight, find out about that empty Vicks bottle and call back tomorrow and fill us in on what that's all about, all
you
right?
You need to know.
I will definitely do that. I don't know. He does work construction, so maybe, you know, porta potty smell.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay. Could
that
be.
Makes sense.
Very well could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
So funny. Ceci, thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Have
Bye.
A great day.
You
Bye.
Too. Feeling pretty full of myself this morning.
Yeah.
Pretty fired up. During that last break, guess who called?
Oh, no.
Hi, honey.
Oh.
Shoot.
Hi, honey. I love you.
You know, if what? You want to take
hold,
over.
I love you.
Hold on.
I love you.
If you want to take if you want to take over as the unpaid Uber driver, be my guest.
I love you. Yes, ma'am.
Have
I am
it,
hauling
Mac.
5 cheerleaders 2 days a week. Half the crap in that car is not even our family's.
See? I knew
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
See? You too. Yes. You need to let him have it more than that. Like, he's been over here just spouting off. Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know.
Love you.
And if you'd like me to go into our bedroom and reel off all of your items that are all over the floor,
do
I
it.
Can do that right now.
I love you.
We should do that.
I dare you.
Do it.
I dare you.
No, how many He-Man toys are up there?
Oh, bring it. I'm going. I am walking up the steps right now.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You don't need to do this right now.
Yes.
Oh, we can do it. We can do it.
Why don't you get your own radio show? How about that?
Jeez.
You can be the star
Katie.
Of ours, Nick Mac.
What were you going to say to Katie?
Oh, I don't know. I was just going to say, Katie's got to have my back here because she knows what it's like.
Absolutely. I've had your back the whole time. Like, I knew that wasn't your mess in that car. Like, it's kids. And his vehicle's clean because he doesn't put the kids in his car, right?
That, exactly right. He's the only one who sits in his pristine truck. My car is the family hauler, the other kid hauler, the taking kids to practice, whatever else. So.
Yes.
And he drives my car, too. So, there.
So, there.
Yes, ma'am. I love you. What would you like for dinner tonight, ma'am? Well,
I want surf and turf.
Yeah. You better whip it up, too, Jeremy.
I'm glad you called. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, we need to let you go now.
Whoop.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, but I want to know what's on your floor.
I know. I'm so curious.
I'm waiting. Like,
it's just socks and underwear.
Rolled up socks,
are you still
underwear.
There? Are you still there? Nicole? No, she hung
out. No, she hung out.
We don't need to do that.
We did.
We
kind of did.
Send us a picture. Same number.
Yeah.
Told you guys she's mean to me.
You deserve
she's
that,
wicked
though.
Mean to me.
You needed that.